You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanank mshaguyd avantuchun hayu barzankne, yevur vor hayrin yekeglesvin, hon hayrinik vokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 17th. Finally, a gorgeous October fall day. It is cultural month here on the Armenian Radio Hour. Now in our 75th year of broadcasting, you're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Terayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարի լույսների հայրենագիցներ, հայկական ռադիո ժամը բոլոր նվնդի մեջ հրաված էր որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարնէ։ Հին սերունդը կպնրէ զայն իր անուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրնդու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը, իրենց ծավը մոռնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանկստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը միս ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
And with our Daddy Litz's October 17th, 2000. Today is the 21st Daddy Litz of Kurkin Khachadurian. October 17th, 1996. Today is the 25th Daddy Litz of Mirlanti Tarakshan. October 17, 1997, today is the 24th Dalat of Margaret Jaskalian. October 17, 2000, today is the 21st Dalat of Jirai Jerry Meridian. October 17, 2001, today is the 20th Dalat of Nivart Aramian. October 17, 2013, today is the 8th Dalat of Dr. Vahe Pahigyan. October 17, 2004, today is the 17th Dalat of John Gulasarian. October 17th, 2019, today is the second Dalat of Suran Asadurian. October 18, 2016, Monday is the fifth Dalat of Susan Bogosian. October 18, 2014, Monday is the seventh Dalat of Jeanette Elizabeth Aramian. October 18, 1970, Monday is the 51st Dalat of Ankine Kalfayan. October 18, 1981, Monday is the 40th Dalat of Stepan Mikaelian. October 18, 2005, Monday is the 16th Dalat of Jack Jacob Oskoyan. October 19th, 2016, Tuesday is the fifth Dadalit of Lisha Bogosian Langford. October 19, 2016, Tuesday is the fifth Dadalit of John Mesrobian. October 20th, 2000, Wednesday is the 21st Dalats of Margaret Beligian. October 21st, 2001, Thursday is the 20th Dalats of Edward Edimekjan. October 21st, 2011, Thursday is the 10th Dalats of Rose Krikorian. October 21st, 2013, Thursday is the 8th Dalats of Mark Boyajian. October 22nd, 1994, Friday is the 27th Dalats of Siranush Mesrobian. October 22nd, 1997, Friday is the 24th Dalat of Artanush Bedrosian. October 22nd, 1999, Friday is the 22nd Dalat of Harry Alavirjan. October 22nd, 2014, Friday is the 7th Dalat of Catherine Vartian Albanese. Iveri Neru Sahem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially for the 21st Dalat of Kurken Khachadurian. For Nivart Aramian, for Dr. Vahe Pahigian, for Susan Bogosian and her daughter, Leisha Langford, for Eddie Mekshin, Iverin.
Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտությունով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն։ Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեմի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքր ազուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքսին եւ քոչել դված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
We have with us, first of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as cultural month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which of which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the Queen of Translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
That was the late Reverend Haik Donikyan. Now we'll be listening to an excerpt of the Anush opera. It's a 5-act opera, we're only hearing an excerpt, composed by Armen Tigranyan, based on a poem written by Hovhannes Tumanyan in 1892. Originally composed in 1912, it was first performed in Alexandropol, but it had to wait until 1935 for its full professional staging at the Armenian National Opera Theater. Until nowadays, Anush remains in the repertoire of the theater. The opera has special importance to Armenian musical history as one of its most significant accomplishments. Being a work of national character, Anush was the first opera truly inspired by Armenian folk music and culture, and it is perhaps the most popular Armenian musical and theatrical work. And now let's listen to a little bit of the Anush Opera. The tragic love story is set in a typical 19th century Armenian village. Anush is a young village girl who falls in love with a shepherd named Saro. One evening, at a village wedding celebration, Mosi, Anush's brother, and Saro wrestle in a friendly match. Anush watched from the sidelines. However, instead of ending it in a draw, as is the prevailing custom, Saro violates the local code of honor and humiliates him by pinning him down. Enraged, Mosi vows to destroy Saro, whom he now considers his enemy. Efforts for reconciliation between the two failing and finding their hopes of marriage dashed. Anush and Saro run away. Eventually, while Anush is back in the village, in an attempt for reconciliation, Mosi finds Saro and shoots him dead. Upon this loss, Anush loses her sanity and ends her life by throwing herself off of a cliff. Anush Opera. And that was just a little bit of the Anush opera. Don't forget, on our website, ArmenianRadioHour.com, you can listen to the entire Anush opera in its entirety. Go to ArmenianRadioHour.com. Let's listen to a little bit more of Armen Tigranyan before I tell you about some of the events going on in our community. And that was the Anush Opera. Again, you can listen to this in its entirety on our website, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Also, you can get it on YouTube, Armen Tigranian Anush. And with that, you know, we have a wonderful event happening today. This is sponsored by the Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, going on today at 1 o'clock. It is a presentation by Varujan Karens, titled Witnesses to the Armenian Genocide. The true witnesses of the Armenian Genocide and the salvation of orphans were the American and Danish missionaries. Two Rhode Island churches and a single member, Isabel Harley, along with Henry Riggs, president of the Euphrates College, documented in detail the atrocities that took place in the Harput district of villages. Another Rhode Islander, Mary Ryder of the Beneficent Church of Providence, wrote her story. Varujan Karens, a Hari board member and founder, relates the day-to-day outrageous events from Mary Ryder's essay that took place along with the gruesome statistics in a presentation. Most Rhode Island Armenians are unaware of this missionary's contribution of saving thousands of lives of homeless orphans. Again, this event takes place today at 1 o'clock at the Armenian Ahari offices right there on Waterman Street, 245. The museum is located 245 Waterman Street, Providence, 5th floor. It's right by Wayland Square. And you can also go online if you don't want to be there in person. It's Zoomed and info at armenianhistorical-rhodeisland.org. And again, this is Zoom. You can just go to the Ahari webpage and you can watch it online, or you can go there in person. Vaccinations and masks are required if you're going in person. And again, this event takes place today at 1 o'clock, 245 Waterman Street. There's plenty of parking right out front, 5th floor conference room, and there is an elevator. Okay, and you know, it's that time of year for bazaars, and our next one is October 23rd, Saturday. This is going to be Food Fest to Go from St. Zvartanants Armenian Church. You needed to put in your orders by the 15th, and I don't know if they're still going to take them, but you can try if you go to church today. But the Armenian Fest Committee would like to invite you to the Armenian Food Fest to Go, which is going to be held next Saturday, October 23rd, on the grounds of St. Zvartanants Church's back parking lot. The church family has already started preparing delicious foods and pastries for the festival while adhering to strict sanitary guidelines. There'll be a limited menu for takeout, main dinner, and items for pastries. Again, the order for pre-ordering was Friday the 15th, so I'm not sure if you'll be able to get it in, but you can try. Go to St. Zvartanants Church and see if they will allow it. But again, please support the church. You can reach them at 401-533-7618, 401-533-7618. Remember, these church bazaars are one of the main money makers for the church, to keep the lights on, if you may, and it is important that we do support our church. And then St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Food Festival will take place at the church. Agavian Auditorium is the place on November 6th and 7th, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, for the bazaar and food fair for St. Sahag and St. Mesrob. Delicious Armenian foods and pastries, raffles and prizes, children's activities, booths, and vendors. Oh, thank goodness. I hope that Armenian vendor is there. I need a new supply of Gabud Bonjok bracelets. But save that date, November 6th. And November 7th, Saturday and Sunday, St. Sahag, St. Mesrob Church's annual bazaar. And with that, let's go to Ask Parabans. We are in the midst of Cultural Month programming, so I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
At the Armenian Evangelical Church of Cranston, November 20th, they will have their mini bazaar. The large-scale one-day bazaar, the show will be replaced with four smaller events throughout the year. They're trying something new. The first event will take place on Saturday, November 20th, and will be drive-through, offering dinners and prepackaged food items, chore, kofte, etc. More info will be forthcoming as to what foods will be available and how to order. All dinners and food items must be pre-ordered. They will continue to have a program book, and information on that will be coming out. Please save the date, November 20th, for the Armenian Euphrates Evangelical Church of Cranston's Mini Bazaar. Remember, November 20th, save that date. And let's see. I have to thank my super listener, super fan, Carol Malikin, keeping me honest. Alrighty, so I have two updates. First one is that you can still order food for St. Varsanon's Church. They've extended that deadline. I don't know when they've extended it to, but I'd be calling them right now. 401-533-7618. There's shish kebab dinners, losh kebab dinners, chicken dinners. And there's prepackaged pastries, whether you want kata, choreg, the whole loaf of choreg, burma, kata, simit, prepackaged foods. They're going to have yalanchi and kofte, mild or spicy. And again, this is taking place at St. Varsanant Church's parking lot in Providence. It's drive-through. They've staggered your times of pickup, so there won't be a lot of congestion for the cars pulling in. They'll give you a time slot of when you can pick up your food. And again, this is the annual church bazaar at St. Varsanant Church. And 402 Broadway, it's in the back parking lot, 12 to 4. You'll be driving up, picking up your food, and then continuing on. And then online, they're going to have some events. Virtual silent auction, arts and crafts, online ordering, general donations appreciated. And again, Armenian Food Fest at St. Varsanant Church. The deadline has been extended. And you can call 401-533-7618, and they will help you out. Remember, delicious shish kebab, losh kebab, chicken dinners, and all those pastries, prepackaged foods. Don't miss out. Saturday, October 23rd is the pickup. That's next Saturday coming up. Six more days. So put in your orders right now. You can also go to ArmenianFestRhodeIsland.com, but call them up. Deadline was, they've extended it. So please, please, please call today. Give them your order. And then my other little bit, Carol, I love you. The St. Sag and St. Mesrob Church, they've changed theirs. It's only going to be one day now. St. Sag, you might want to change your website, but I did find this on Facebook. It's November 6th, Saturday only, 11 to 7. Saturday only, St. Sag, St. Mesrob Church's annual food fair and bazaar. Saturday, November 6th, 11 to 7. And again, the Armenian vendor will be there. Games, in-person, online ordering, pickup, your eat-in, pastry table, raffles, Yerevan Cafe, and much more. And again, Saturday, November 6th is the only day for the church bazaar this year. St. Sag, St. Mesrob Church. And a big shout-out, Carol Malikian. We love you. Alrighty, let's go back. This should be Zartid Layo if I lined it up right.
Oh,
this is Trosh Haigagan. We're changing it up. I have to play a happy birthday song for our birthday babies for this week. So, not very cultural, but it's a great song by Armin Chick. It's happy birthday. And it's especially happy birthday today going out to Hagop Khajanyan, celebrating 39 one more time. October 20th, James Dermusherian. Happy birthday, Jimmy. October 21st, Ara Janigyan. And then on October 23rd, next Saturday, happy birthday to Zavin Budakian. This song is for all four of you gentlemen. Happy, happy birthday. You know, there had to have been one lovely lady having her birthday this week. Sonia Gasparian Janigyan. How do I not have that on my Rolodex? My sister in name. Happy birthday, Sonia. She's, you know what? Her birthday's the same as Ara's. How awesome is that? Your firstborn on your birthday. That was good planning, Sonia and Armin. So happy birthday also to Sonia Janigyan. Go visit her at Sonia's on Oaklawn Avenue and wish her a happy Dare Tots. And his dad says, Uracha tur, guracha nas, mer jamanagal ratzav, shigal chun serin hamar. Sidesu chun min chev hara chigagiragi aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live, we are in color, and I'm back. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Terrain, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. You are listening to us right now on WARA Attleboro. But remember, you can listen to all of our shows on the internet. ArmenianRadioHour.com. Right now, you're listening to us on WARA Attleboro, 1320 on the AM dial. Happy Sunday.